ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Father, we give you praise. Mande gledo susuvre gene mantole brahande. Manshele brande gledo susubrahandiri. Menglede tususuvre gene boshulo brahande. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Mane ne monto. Gleni manto le mren glen tususubahai. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
And so I cease not to give thanks for everyone here, making mention of us in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that our eyes of understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his inheritance and the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to outward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filled all in all. Thank you, Father. I would say what you want me to say. I will do what you want me to do. And at the end of the day, your name alone will be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here this morning? Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you will say the song. Where did you? I've not heard this song. For me too, I've not heard it before. Hallelujah. Till I got up here. Amen. So I can give that song to the choir. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that's what God wanted us to just sing before we start the ministration. I want to use this opportunity to thank Pastor Ayo and Pastor Folake. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I don't take it for granted. Thank you also for the leadership team for, you know, getting me to come in and worship with you today. Amen. Amen. It's always a pleasure to come back to Lighthouse Church. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you guys. I know you guys love me, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we've been looking at Ecclesia, right? So we're just going to go on that lane. Amen. All right, so I would start with, because I actually watched some of Pastor's clip, on talking about Ecclesia. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in one of the clips, he said, we are the called out ones. We were called from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to look at it. Ecclesia, it represents the body of Christ. Ecclesia is the body of Christ, right? So it represents the body of Christ worldwide. Like your pastor said, like Pastor Ayo said, we are the called out ones, okay? An assembly of people. Let's look at it in Ephesians 1:22-23. Ephesians 1, 22 to 23. So it says we are the body. We are the ecclesia. We are the church. Okay? So let's look at it. If we are really the church. Okay? So let's look at it and see where it's written in the scripture. Ephesians 1, 22 says, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be what? Head over all things to the church. Right? It says, and had put all things under his feet. Where is your feet? Right? Under, right? So he said he has put all things under his feet and what gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And then he tries to describe the church. He says, which is what? His body, the fullness of him that filled all in all. So Christ is the head and we are the body. So I'm a member of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Let's look at other scriptures that talked about the body and Christ. Amen. Romans 12, 4 to 5. Romans 12, 4 to 5. Romans 12, 4 to 5. As we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of another. Amen. So here he's saying, you see, the body is the church. We traced it from Ephesians 1, 22 to what? 23. It says, we are what? The body of Christ. We are what? The church. So here he's saying that as you have many members in your body, the same way, if you also come to the body of Christ, we are also many members and we have different functions also in the body of Christ. Let's look at another scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, 12. So we're going to read 12, 12. We're going to read from 14 to 21. We'll jump 13. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also what is Christ. Let's look at 14. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body, is it therefore not of the body? So you see, he's trying to tell us about the many members of the body and their functions. You know, something happened to me recently, and there was a swelling on this left. You know, thumb, you know, and that was like barely just a week plus. We're selling on this thumb. That was when I found out what the thumb can do. You know, sometimes you won't know. You understand? You wake up in the morning, you do this one, you do this, you're able to do everything. And I found out what the thumb can do. Right? So I started appreciating the thumb. Yeah. So it's saying, should the foot say, because I am not the hand, right? I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? They are not doing the same work. But you see, wherever they are fitted properly to do what? To help the body. Whether you appreciate it or not is helping the body. You know, some people say, I can't even preach. I don't even have anything but you're part of that body. Do you think God made a mistake to put you in that body? That you're part of that body? I don't think so. So there's a need for everyone to bring their supply in that body. Amen. Let's continue. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, imagine, if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now, God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed, there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are what? Necessary. Which seem to be weaker are necessary. You know, just carry, when you after church like this, carry stone. You don't feel your big toe, Abi. You don't think it's doing anything, aiding you in walking. Carry big stone, hammer, and hit on it. You will see there will not be any work tomorrow. It says what? And it says, let's go to that 22. It said, not much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are what? Necessary. So we've established that we are what? A body. And we are what? A family. Now, can you have something else happening on your head and something else happening on your hand? When I mean, as in the thought process, you know, when you want to go, let's say you woke up this morning, actually because you're here, you woke up this morning and you wanted to go take care of yourself to get ready for church. You know, your head thought it, but your feet carried you to the bathroom. Your hand helped. You know, you ate. So every part of that body did something, and unconsciously, it has become an unconscious, you know, thing that they are, every time they are doing what is necessary to make the body do, get to its, you know, target or whatever that the body wants to do. So I don't see you come to church today and you're sitting there and say, ha, I start celebrating the hand. Hand, well done, no, hand. Do you see that? Say, ah, leg, that you carried her to church today. You carried Dr. Kona to, well done, leg go. No. When we are celebrating, we're celebrating the whole body. Now I'm going somewhere. So we're a family. Right? We're a family, right? Even though we answer different surnames, but in Christ, we have one surname. It says, ye are of God. So I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, because we're a family now, let's come to Lighthouse Church. This is also a part of the body. Yeah. So in here, we are all connected. This is part of that body. Let's look at 12 ways that you, as a member of this body, would be a blessing to this local assembly. 12 ways to be a blessing as a member of this body to this local assembly. Amen. One. Hallelujah. One of the ways that you can be a blessing to this body is, don't ask what your church can do for you. Don't ask what your church can do for you. ask what you can do for your church. Have you ever woken up in the morning and not asking, leg, today, what are you contributing to this body? Do you do that? If you do that, you start looking for your father or your mother to tell them that something has gone, you know? Yeah. You don't wake up in the morning and start saying, hey, what are you going to... Rather, you look at how you will take care of your body. Your body is not looking well. Your hair is not looking well. You go to the salon, you take care of it. You know, you need to cut your hair. You go and cut your... You see, your head will not go by itself to go and cut the hair. You would have to make an effort to do that. You need to fix your nails. You need to do this one. You need to eat. Don't ask what your church can do for you. Rather, ask for what you can do for your church. Acts 20:35. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support what? The weak. And remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ that he said, it's more blessed what? To give than to receive. How can I be a blessing to this local church? You don't come in and then you size everybody and look for who you can corner to help you. Be a blessing. Hallelujah. Acts 4:32-35. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked. For all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. Amen. The second one we're going to look at is pray daily for your pastor. Pray daily for your pastor. He did not send me. He did not even know what I'm going to. He just told me, Ecclesia. Amen. Pray daily for your pastor. You know, sometimes we have it like, you know, pastors don't have issues. You know, so we come to church every day. Pastor must have a word. Pastor must, you know, flow in the spirit. Pastor must do this. And anytime you have issues, pastor, have you won for one day? Say, okay. Let me put out, even if it's 10 minutes a day, I pray for my pastor. I pray for my pastor's wife. Pray for your pastor. Hallelujah. Help. That's part of helping. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastors. You want them to bless you more, Abi. When they preach like this, the power will be very hot. You know, things will be flowing, Abi. Pray for them. They need prayer. Sometimes it's very lonely up there. Yeah. Because everybody is expecting to draw from you. Why don't you make up your mind today? I said, you see what? I don't have to be announced. I don't have to announce it. I'm going to make up my mind from today to pray for my pastor. Even if it's 30 minutes in tongues every day, I will pray for him. You know who sees you? God. And he's the one that rewards. There's one woman, 90-something-year-old woman. She entered a town. There was no church. Started praying for a church. And the church came to that town. Then she found out that there were no other, you know, churches, like full gospel churches as at that time. Around her, she kept on praying till she got the churches around her town. When they are rewarding people for that church, they never saw her. They never even heard that she was doing that in those churches. But you know, she will get a reward. She will get a reward. So you don't have to come and announce it and so that pastor will say, yeah, you are praying for me. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. No, now. It's not necessary. But pray for him. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at some scriptures on that. Ephesians 6, 18 to 20. You can write that down. Second Thessalonians 3, 1 to 2. Second Thessalonians 3, 1 to 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word, who is calling for this? The whole Paul, big Paul, Abby, right? That wrote almost half of the New Testament. Is saying what? Pray what? For us. That the word of the Lord may run what? Swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men, for not all have what? Faith. You see, that prayer, you also need to pray it for your pastor. That he will be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. You think the way the church is doing very well like this, that it's everybody that likes it. That he will be delivered. Praise God. Number three. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guide you what? From what? Evil. Amen. Write down the scripture again. We'll read it later. You can read it later. First Thessalonians 5:25 and then Colossians 4:2-4. Let's read Colossians 4:2-4. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with what? Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, pray also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to what? Speak. The third one, bless your pastor on special occasions. Haba. Is he only pastor? Yes. Hallelujah. Don't worry, it's not only that. We're talking about the church. Okay? What did I say? Bless what? Bless your pastor on what? Special occasions. Hallelujah. It's your pastor's birthday. Look for something to give your pastor. Right? It's your pastor's birthday. Look for something to give your pastors, your leaders, the heads of team. Don't say, hey, happy birthday, bye-day to you. And that's it, you are gone. Shebi, there was a time you came and they prayed for you and you saw increase financially. Since you started the church, you have been seeing an increase, Abi. Special occasions. Christmas is coming. I don't have anything. Start planning it now. This is October. I will do something for my pastor. It's not you just look for one. I know we are not people like that here. We honor our pastors. You know? But you know, you need to give. Bless them. How would you want to be treated if you were the pastor? Now your mind is going there everywhere. Right? Start from somewhere. But I don't have. Start from somewhere. And you know what? If you purpose in your heart, I'm going to honor my pastor, God will bring money to you. That's the truth. He will bring money to you. Praise God. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but let me just. Someone called me on my way to here, in Lagos when I landed. She said she's finished speaking to me about a case. You know, I referred to her, and is a doctor. And she said, Dr. Akona, I don't know. I said, I don't even know the person I referred to you. But she said, ah, are you serious? She said, it was God that told you to refer that person to us at the time you did. So after I finished talking with her, she now said to me, she said, ah, Dr. Akona, since I gave you a bag, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I can't remember. She said, I've not lacked bag. She said she had to go and ask herself, what did she do that somebody, she said she has bag almost for every shoe, for every. But the truth about it is this, I'm not pointing attention to myself. What I'm saying, you have a head. You don't even know what you are missing when you don't give. You know, sometimes I was telling them in school, I say, you calculate yourself out of God's blessings. He's telling you, give this to your pastor. He say, eh? See his shoe, gray. He can even match it with the trouser. Ah. Me, I don't even have any. There's another man, he said, God told him to give a pair of brown shoes to somebody else. He argued it back and forth, argued, finished. But after a while, he said, okay, Lord, if that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. He carried the his money that he was saving for a black shoe because he didn't even have a good shoe. He said, Lord, I'm saving for a black shoe. You're asking me to give somebody else a brown shoe. Do you know what happened? He gave the black brown shoe. And the person said, hold on, I'm going to call other people. Two other of my friends. And he called the two friends. And they came and they said to him, you know what? Not long ago, we agreed in faith and asked God to get him a brown shoe. So that was an answered prayer to them. But he was calculating that he didn't have one even to buy for himself. But do you know what happened? God told him, I said, from today onwards, you will never lack shoe in your life. He said somebody walked up to him and gave him a card and said, go to that expensive place and buy yourself two pairs of shoes. Don't calculate yourself out. They are doing something. They are contributing. Pastor Falake is there. Why don't you take her out to go and do shopping? Abby? You know, sometimes it's the wife of the pastor that we don't see. Well, everybody wants to give to pastor. People like us, they don't see us. Reverend Toes. But if we're not doing what we are doing, Reverend Toes will not be preaching like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. If Pastor Folake is not doing what she's doing, he will not be smiling like this. Take her out. Clothe her. Get her things. Give her a surprise birthday party. Things. Just do things. And it doesn't have to be so much. But God sees your heart. Hallelujah. Let's look at this scripture, 1 Timothy 5, 17 to 18. 1 Timothy 5, 17 to 18. It said, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor. What did he say? Who rule well, your pastor rules well. And he says, be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and word doctrine. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of what? His wages. You know, sometimes you can even go, pastor, do you have clothes you want me to iron? Pastor, what do you have, what need for me to help you to do it at home? Yeah, so it doesn't have to be money. There are other things that you can help out with. Amen. So bless them on special occasions. Amen. The fourth one said, get involved in helps ministry. Get involved in helps ministry or supportive ministry. Get involved in helps ministry. You've been coming to church. You are not in choir. You are not in ushering. You are not in, there's nothing that you are inside. But you just come to church. The AC is blowing. Everywhere is blowing. And then you just come with your high heel. And it's not only the women. So even with their flat heel, the men. Right? Amen. And you don't even care to know how things work in that church. It's not good. Be involved. Are you involved in your own body? Yes, you are. So how can you come into this place? It's also a part of the body that needs to function well, and you're not involved. Pastor just have few people that he can rely on. Why don't you say to yourself, from today, Pastor will rely on me. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. And he gave himself some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Until we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by tricky men and in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Hallelujah. But 16. From who the whole body, can you see that? From who the whole body joined and knit together by what every what joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for what? Edifying of itself in love. What supply am I bringing to the church? Ask yourself. If everybody is working, being a worker in church the way I am a worker in church, right? Will this church really do well? Just ask yourself. You know, and if it's you I'm talking to, just look straight. They will not know that it's you I'm talking to. Yeah? You understand? Praise God. Just determine to walk, to put your hand and be what? A blessing. It's not the one that they will, you know, God will talk about, you know, Pastor, your this sister say, oh, that one, I don't know. Let them be happy to give your report. Hallelujah. Fifth one, follow through with what? Commitment. Follow through with commitment. Follow through with commitment. Proverbs 12:24. Follow through with commitment. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to what? Forced labor. Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely what? To poverty. Proverbs 10:4. He who has a slack hand becomes poor. The hand of the diligent what? Makes rich. Psalm 15:4. In whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears what to his own heart word and changeth not and does not change. Amen. So if you put your hand inside something, I'm going to be an usher in this church. Follow through with the commitment. Even if something comes up that you're not going to be around, tell your leader, right? It's not good that you're just in church this Sunday, they don't even know where you are. You have traveled. You didn't even tell your leader, I'm traveling, I will not be around. So that, you know, something else that you could have done, they would appoint somebody else to do it. Let it be that when they give you something to do in church, they will say, if you have given it to Kenneth, leave it alone. You don't have to inspect it. He follows through with it. Amen. I was telling somebody recently, I said, you know, the people that do, today you see them, they are selling corn. Tomorrow you see them is MTN recharge card. The next day you see them is pure water. The next day you see them is they are making hair. They never build anything. Okay, you think it's the mini ones. Today, you are in charge of women, doing women fellowship. Tomorrow, you have moved. It's now an evangelistic field. The next day, you have moved. You don't have any commitment anywhere. You won't grow. That's the truth. Put your hand inside something. Say, this is what I am going to be doing. Okay, I don't have so much time. Join the prayer department. They just come and pray. Come and pray. Abby, pray for the church. When I was serving in church, the place, I could sing, but the place I loved to serve was decoration. To just come and clean up the church and decorate the church. I want to be seen at the back. I don't want to be seen in front. That was me, and that is still me. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, there are some people, yes, you don't want to be seen. You cannot carry a mic, you know, and be saying, oh, glory, you know. But there are other things you can do. And it's what a service unto the Lord. Amen. The sixth one, submit with style and always smile. Submit with style and always smile. Hebrews 13, 7 and 17. Hebrews 13, 7 and 17. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. 17. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be what? Unprofitable to you. There's this story, this man, he fell, you know, and then he was unconscious. The doctor said that he's going, that in fact he would die. So they gave him some time. They saw he was still alive. They took him to the hospital. After some days, the sister thought that he was alive. So what was happening is that Brother Hagin said, this man cannot die. He was praying. He said, Father, this man cannot die. One, he handles the men in my church. He gives, instead of 10%, he gives 30% of his income to the church. He does this one. He does this one. He said, if I lose him, it's going to be too much for me. I cannot lose him now. He cannot die. The man had gone to heaven, met Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I love you. This one, I'm happy I'm here. Jesus said, you cannot be here. You have to go back. He said, why? He said, because your pastor does not want you to come. And then Jesus opened something like a window and saw him. Brother Hagin was there speaking and saying he's not going to let him die. That's how the man came back to life. That's how the man came back. You think he doesn't have anything to do with it? Serve. Do all that you can do. You don't know when you will need it. Hallelujah. The next one, recognize the trap of familiarity. Recognize the trap of familiarity. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Recognize the trap of familiarity. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So what is this saying? You see, we are what? Earthen vessels. Your pastor is not perfect. Dr. Kuna is not perfect. And don't get so used to your pastor, or else it will affect your receiving. Don't. Is it not my pastor? Yesterday we were there gisting, and we just gisted. That man is so funny. Now he has started to be that man. He's so funny. Abi, it will affect you. Recognize the trap of familiarity. When you now need him, this is what Pastor Hagin said. Pastor Hagin said that everybody that called him Ken Jr., if they're in trouble, he's not able to help them. But everybody that recognized that he was their pastor and called him Pastor Ken, right? He always, even if they are like about to die, he will always pray them out. Why? Because of honor. Because they are not familiar with him. If it will help you not to be close, please, if it will help you, don't be that close. I'm telling you. But I know your pastor is a good man. He wouldn't want you to run away. But don't be that familiar. It's a trap of the devil. Because that's the person who will help you when you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Then the next one is 8. Overcome offenses. Overcome offenses. Don't worry, we are almost wrapping up, okay? Overcome offenses. Matthew 18:7. Overcome offenses. Matthew 18:7. Woe to the world because of what? Offenses. For offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense what comes. Let me ask you a question. In your own family, do you guys quarrel? Your own father and your mother and your siblings, do you guys quarrel? Do you make up? Because you know that you cannot go and fight your sister. That's the truth. Even if you carry face for 2 days, you will still come back. Is your brother. Here, we are a family. Somebody has done something to you. You say you are leaving the church. Do you leave your family when you quarrel? You say, no, I'm not going to be a member of this family. I'm leaving. That's what we do sometimes. Or I'll just mind my own lane. No, how can you mind your own lane? Your sister that will come and wear your slippers the next day. Yeah. You see, if we have this mindset that we are the church, that we are together, we are going nowhere, then you'll be able to tolerate one another. I'm telling you, everybody in your family does not behave like you. Is it true? Abi? So everybody in this family too will not behave like you, will not think like you. You give them room. Tolerate one another. Hallelujah. Mark 11:25 says, and when you pray, when you stand praying, forgive if you have what? Ought against any. Psalm 119:165. Let's read that so that we'll move over to the next one. You can also write Ephesians 4:32. Psalm 119:165. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to what? To stumble. 9. Speak faith-filled words over your church. speak faith-filled words over your church. In fact, I don't even know what's happening to that lighthouse. I beg. I don't know. That's our pastor. In fact, let me tell you, it's a prayer point. Oh, it's a prayer point. We need to just pray about. You have finished gossiping, and you say it's prayer point. How is it prayer point? Amen. Write down this Hebrews 10:23, Hebrews 11:3. Let's read Hebrews 11:3. It says, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are what invisible." So, you speak what you want to see into being. Right? You can speak what you want to see into being in your church. Hallelujah. 10, invite people to your church. Invite people to your church. Make it a point of duty every week to at least bring one person to church. You see, when you bring people to church today, which means in a month you have brought 4 people to church, it's not that difficult. Bring people to church. There are some people that are under you that if you tell them, let's go to church, they will follow you. Bring people to church. Mark 1:17. Number 10, be a consistent giver. Be a consistent giver. Ask yourself, if I give, is everybody in the church give the way I'm giving? How would this church be? We'll still have a church. They say offering. You will not prepare your offering in the house. You just come. You just open your, this thing. Squashed. 200 naira. 500. Say, which one? I'll use this one to eat meat pie. Then you give. Prepare your offering at home. Come. Pay tithe. Pay your tithe. You get your salary. First of all, let the first thing you do. I'm not in church every Sunday. Almost every Sunday because, you know, we travel a lot. But once I get my salary, boom, to my church first. Make it a habit. What do you do by doing that? You're honoring the Lord. It's not about the church. You're honoring the Lord. Give. Prepare your offering. When I was a single lady and my salary was not, you know, so much like that, I bring out all those things. So I bring them out before I start spending. I say, Lord, because I know you will help me. Yes. So I bring out my tithe. I bring out my offering for every Sunday and midweek service. And I keep it aside. So that it's not that I wake up in the morning and say, hey, where is offering for church? You are rolling up and down. And the Lord is honoring me today. Because I put him first. Give. Be generous. Be a consistent giver. The last one, reach out to others. Did I give a scripture on being a consistent giver? Ecclesiastes 11:1. Ecclesiastes 11:1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Don't say you are taking out when you are giving to the Lord. No. You know, sometimes this is what we do with our money. You understand? It's like you bought a sweet for your child. You have the money to buy more sweets. You buy a pack of sweets and give it to your child. Say, give me one now. Say, I will not give you. I will not give you. My sweets will finish. I have the ability to buy you more sweets. Give to the Lord. Be a generous giver. Let them know you that when it comes to giving, this person is a champion. And you know what? The hand that gives, that is always like this, receives. But you hold back, you are not receiving. The last one, reach out to others. 1 Corinthians 12:25-26. And as I round up, 1 Corinthians 12:25-26. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for what? One another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Amen. Care for another person. Ask God, who can I help? Who can I bless? Who, don't come to church and just think only about yourself. Is there anybody I can give a ride to when I'm going home from church? Are there some things? You sit down close to somebody, you see that their shoe is doing like this. It's doing like, you know, is say praise the Lord or what? No, you can't praise my God like that. You know, you understand? You see the shoe like this, or you see, come the next day, ask what is the size of your shoe. Get the person a pair of shoes. Care for people. The person is not dressing well. Huh? See how this person has been smelling throughout in church. Is it smell? Buy a cologne. Buy a perfume. Care for one another. People give birth. Go and see them. People are celebrating their birthdays. Go and give them gifts. People are doing things. Join and care and celebrate them. With that way, we grow into a mature, you know, body that God is proud of. Let's rise up on our feet. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Father, for we are doers of your word and not hearers only. Thank you for this word would germinate and we will see it in our lives. We give you all the praise and all the glory, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, sir.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,